Hello, my name is Ashley from FitAF83, and today we're going to talk about mental health and well-being, especially in COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Now, COVID-19 has now had a far-reaching impact on people right across the world, and it's important during this time to take care of your mind as well as your body. Now, everyone's going to react their own way. You might be feeling frustrated, lonely, concerned about your finances, health, relatives. You might even be feeling down, worried, or anxious. Now, it's okay to feel like this. These are normal reactions to uncertainty and to challenging events. Now, COVID-19 has also impacted on many of the normal coping strategies that we use to deal with stress, on the everyday activity that underpins our emotional well-being. Now, during this time, we may need to be more creative, thoughtful about how we look after ourselves. Now, this audio series will contain practical information about things you can do to look after yourself, look after your mental health and well-being, and how you can also support others. It's natural to feel anxious about what's happening right now. But if it begins to feel too much, follow our top tips. Limit the news coverage. Avoid constantly checking the news. It also makes your anxiety grow stronger. Why not limit yourself to 30 minutes a day or particular broadcasts? Concentrate on the facts. Use reputable sources for news, advice, or opinions such as BBC or Sky. Be cautious of social media coverage. Focus also on what you can control. Now, we can't control the COVID-19 crisis, but we can control our own responses and behaviours to it. Think ahead. Make plans for what you'll do in the coming days and weeks. Distract yourselves. Our minds struggle to hold two thoughts at one time, so distract yourselves with exercise, games, books, movies, put on a comedy, just distract yourself. Connect with others, reach out. Human beings need to be reached out and connected with friends, family, in safe ways. Share your fears, talk about nothing in particular. And be nice to yourself. Add extra time for stress relief in your day. Treat yourself whenever you need to do things and enjoy within the limits of these existing restrictions. Managing your stress as well. Stress is part of everyday life. It can bring us to take action and work productively, but if our stress bucket becomes full, it can also overwhelm us and impact negatively on our mental health. Now, everyday stresses, including work, money, family, all flow into this stress bucket just like rainfall. We need to have ways of coping that allow this stress to flow out like holes in the bucket. Right now, our stress bucket might be getting fuller. It's raining more due to this COVID-19. Some of our normal ways of coping, the holes in our stress bucket, might be unavailable due to the current situation. We might need to rethink how we cope with stress as well. And in the next few minutes, in the next few weeks, I will give you some ideas of how you can look after your well-being during COVID-19. Looking after your well-being. Connect with other people. Connections with other people are the bedrock of our mental well-being. Though connect with others is challenging by current restrictions, it's important to maintain than ever. You may not be able to pop round for a cuppa or meet with friends in the pub, but you can still connect. FaceTime, telephone, text, social media, a conversation in the garden, or write a letter. Share your worries as well. It's important to feel worried. It's normal to feel worried or helpless about the current situation and how it's impacting on us. Share your concerns with people you trust. It may also help them talk about it. Or if you're feeling isolated from other people, there are a number of helplines and online forums where you can find a listening ear. Now, helping others is a surefire way of boosting your well-being. And now is the time when giving to others can make a real difference. There are a large number of volunteering opportunities to support the COVID-19 response, such as being a NHS responder, but also the opportunity to help practically, like shopping for neighbours and elderly, and so on. Now, social distancing is about physical distance, not emotional distance, remember that. And one of the most important things you have to offer right now is your time. Just make contact with others, reach out, check in, and show that you care. Thank you so much for listening. This audio series is going to be called Mental Health and Wellbeing. Thank you so much. My name is Ashley from FitAF83. Please comment, like, share, and subscribe to all of our social medias. And we'll see you next time. Thank you so much.